Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating industrial report. I'm Louisa Rivera Hernandez, date of birth 4/3/1965, date of procedure June 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Ann Cardacci. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, cirrhosis, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, Bradford blood per rectum. Indication, screening, description, procedure. Informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. While located on the studio, gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and maintained direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained as part of your air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient is internal and in the lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated oendoscopic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sitting colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained over the rectum, period. Boston Biologic scores period is a 4,1-2-1,4 prep. Patients are procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastases appeared on the remarkable. My spine, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from the weight block with no, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was no evidence of esophageal or gastric varices. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema. Some biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared mildly erythematous to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores graded as a 4, 1-2-1. Comma 4 prep with solid debris that was unable to be suctioned due to clogging up the scope and solid chunks of food debris. Next line, tortuous colon with a need for repositioning patient on her back to reach the cecum. Next line, there was no evidence of any large masses or polyps, however, within the constraints of the port prep, smaller or medium-sized polyps could have been missed. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 2 years. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available due to the poor prep. Recommend 2-day prep with clear liquid diet for 2 days as well as prep solution for 2 days. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.